We all want to feel better, be happier, and have more freedom. And there are endless resources at our fingertips. But wading through a sea of self-help books, podcasts, and workshops takes more time than anyone has, except me. That's my job. I curate and translate the latest, most effective personal development wisdom to help you elevate your personal experience and improve the way you show up for others. I'm Kevin Miller, and this is Self-Helpful. Autoimmune issues and how to combat and avoid this growing malady. Autoimmune disease is a condition arising from an abnormal immune response to a functioning body part. While it's not the leading cause of death in America, it's one of the most costly of all maladies and is growing at an alarming rate. Symptoms can be redness, heat, pain, and swelling in one or more parts of the body, feeling tired all the time, and joint pain and stiffness and muscle aches or weakness, skin problems such as rashes, sores, and dry or scaly skin, shortness of breath or trouble breathing, fever that comes and goes, and more. But it can manifest into things like celiac disease and Addison's disease and rheumatoid arthritis. So I'm with my Functional Friday co-host, Randy James, medical doctor and functional medicine expert. And he shares more about what autoimmune issues are and how to go about dealing with it. For many of you, this may be revealing that some of your issues may be attributed to autoimmune. And if you know you have it, you'll find wise counsel here. At the end of the show, Randy shares about his youngest son who has a significant autoimmune issue they have yet to resolve. The Self-Helpful Podcast was founded through the Zig Ziglar Corporation June 15 and 16 of 2023, just days after the publication of this. I'll be in Dallas to attend and speak at the Ziglar Coach Summit. So this is your last alert of this. If you're looking to influence people for the better, which I know you are, you wouldn't be listening to this show, check it out. Ziglar, Ziglar.com/Coach Summit. Following these sponsors who help make the show possible and provide great resources for your life, I bring you Dr. Randy James and a discussion on how to combat and avoid autoimmune disease and issues. I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family owned since 1935. And I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste. And right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of 7 requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
All right, continuing on with the magic pill question. So since last week's recording, any new magic pills you want?
I still vote for the limitless pill.
That's the limitless? Yeah, that is pretty enticing.
It's very enticing and intriguing. Yeah. Well, you know, gosh.
Well, let me explain. Limitless, if you haven't seen it, it's a movie with Bradley Cooper on, and it enhances his
brain,
neurological
really, yeah.
ability. Yeah, so I actually got the book and read it as well. And a little different, but similar. And it's that there was also the movie Phenomenon,
yeah,
with
John Travolta,
where he has a tumor or something, but it
flips that magic something in his brain.
Yeah,
and you can learn the language.
And
in
it's
a
that
day.
Old adage or pithy quote that we only use X amount of their brain, which I know is debated a lot now. Like, do we really only use 10%? We've got that, or I've heard that debated a lot. I don't know, but I'm with you.
It tails back into what we were talking about this morning in our guys group. When you look at humanity, family, why does one person do life this way? Why can't they see that I, and like one person said, I'm just trying to teach my kid reality.
Yeah.
Reality is reality. But is it?
No.
And so we're always intrigued by story and imagination and invention, and which is a part of reality. And what is beauty and truth and goodness and nobility? And what is evil? And how do we define it? And culturally, and I, yet again this morning, I looked at the headlines and I told myself, stop doing that, because it, now I'm irritated. But it, so it shifted my reality over, and I wish I could have a pill that would just make everything okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Well, and then you wouldn't. Cause
and then I wouldn't, because then life is boring, and we're automatons, and there's no challenge, and there's no sense of, oh, my gosh, if I don't do this, I might fail, or I might succeed wildly.
You know, but on that, though, it's interesting, on the, you know, wanting my brain to function more, to think about, is there something I can do? Because we think about that. We were looking this morning. I've got my two watches on. You've got your one. And we're measuring our stuff. And it's telling us, you know, helping us understand, at least.
Yeah.
Some
feedback
markers,
loop.
Feedback
yeah.
loop of data of where we are.
Yeah.
Biomarkers.
Yeah.
Right? And we, I want to get more. I would love to, yeah, have that pill that would help me access the most of my brain, though. There's the physiological aspect of that. We would talk about what food am I eating, how am I right. sleeping, whatever. But then also just the desire. I mean, you were talking about our friend who was talking about a kid who doesn't seem to have the desire. She's not seeking to
right.
expand and understand her brain. And I wonder if that's as much as anything, just the willingness to dig in and want to be aware of what I'm thinking, how I'm thinking, can I get more out of myself? Is as big the willingness, basically,
right?
As much as anything.
The physiologic side of the brain, like one of our questions about that particular human being was, what if there is really physiologic missing
deficit?
Things?
Yeah,
yeah, like a true, quote-unquote, disability. You would not look at a guy in a wheelchair and say, gosh, don't you want to run faster? It's not even on the table, but when right. it comes to the brain, the problem is we don't have biomarkers that let us know, oh, yeah, you're, I was going to say clinically, that's not even the right word, you are defined as disabled with ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, or something like that, and because we're looking at that gray area of where the brain, the physiology, where the brain becomes the mind,
mm-hmm.
and then we would say becomes the soul. And that gray area there, and why won't my kid desire to be first chair in the band, get an A in the class, not eat his Doritos, or whatever the things are that I'm teaching him to try to desire? I don't. We're in the core essence of humanity.
I know, but in that deficit, if there is, if I have a deficit,
can you improve it?
Yeah.
Well, if you're the guy with no legs, the answer is no. You can't run, Kevin. I don't care how much motivation you have. There
right.
is
okay.
a point.
Well, then we're like the Eric Weinmayer,
okay.
who's blind, and he's going, okay, I am blind. I cannot see. And I'll never think about that without asking him if he's pursuing technologies to help him see. And he says, dude, I was born with no eyeballs. It's not going to happen. But he's figuring out, how can I do as much as possible anyways? How can I... raft the Grand Canyon and
climb
hike
Mount Everest. Yeah.
And how can I do these? So he's not going to see, but what can I achieve anyways? And to your point, though, is whatever level we all are, whatever deficit we may have, could we be weller?
Yes.
So here we are. So speaking of that, Dr. James, so I've got a couple people, Julie Hammond, and she, no more than that. She says autoimmune issues. So back to this, you know, what would you have a magic pill? She says for my autoimmune issues. Katarzyna says, one to deal with my emotional challenges, PTSD, anxiety, and depression, and one to deal with my autoimmune challenges. Joy Elaine Reagan also says autoimmune issues. So I'm the layman's here. You're the doc. I've been hearing this forever. If you say, Kevin, what are autoimmune issues? I don't really even know. Give us the layman's definition. What are the symptomatic issues of autoimmune?
This is great. So from a big picture perspective, to put it into people's heads, autoimmune diagnoses are now in the number one cost of American medicine. So people think of, you know, heart disease, diabetes, and all that. But if you're going to get a diagnosis, the most expensive diagnosis is autoimmune. So what are autoimmune? Well, most common is Hashimoto's. So you've heard about that, and your thyroid. The biggest one is lupus, rheumatoid arthritis. So let me just, what is autoimmune? And it basically, from a layman's definition, it's your immune system is confused. It gets confused between self and non-self, and that's what auto means. So an automobile is a self-driving mobile machine. That's what that word came from. If you are getting autologous blood donation, you're pulling from your own blood and you donate it to yourself later.
Right.
So automatic means it's self-going, and autoimmune means your immune system is now attacking self. So
attacking or responding or
sure. Now, yes, I use the word attacking because it got confused enough to think of itself as enemy, as or lack of tolerance.
Okay.
So I love this conversation because it is quintessential and it describes what is going on in American medicine that's equaling the incredible cost that we have with low good outcomes. We're spending trillions, but we as a people are not healthy people.
Right.
And this autoimmune growth is a good microcosm of what's going on there. So the immune system, people think of it as a light switch, like, oh, I was with my neighbor who had COVID. I've got to boost my immunity. I got to turn on that light switch so to go kill all these COVID or whatever viruses that are running around in my body. Now we got to smack them down like whack-a-mole, and then I'm okay. There's no more of those viruses around there. That's just wrong. It does not work that way. It's much more nuanced. It's much more delicate, and it's like a dance. So the reality is that you have all kinds of viruses and bacteria and parasites in you and on you right now.
Mm-hmm.
For example, so let's go with words that people know. If I swab your throat right now, will I find streptococcus?
I think you say yes.
You're right. All the time.
Okay.
But do you have strep throat?
No.
Why not?
I do not know.
Because your immune system is tolerating the amount of streptococcus bugs that are there right now.
Okay.
Let's say you have a billion of them. And let's say if I get a billion, I get fever and sore throat and swelling. And do I have strep throat now? Yes. Because
so it's the thing that I'm dealing with, but my body is doing what it's supposed to do.
It's tolerating the current level of strep.
Guarding me. But if I don't get sleep.
Two things. If you lower the threshold by don't get sleep and all of that, or then that billion streptococcuses, now the immune system is, we're not tolerating that anymore.
I used to annually get it around winter holidays, generally with, more late nights, less sleep, and sugar.
Yeah.
That was pile on the sugar.
Well, plus in winter, you're hanging around other people. We combine into a room. We change a lot of those things.
So I may be exposing myself more and lowering my threshold.
That's right.
And now it goes, boom, I can't, my body says I can't.
Clicks over.
Defend against this.
No, it is defending against it.
Enough.
No. The tolerance level, it's because the defense mechanism is then fever, chills, right? Your immune system kicks into such a way as to beat down that level of streptococcus to where it's not so threatening anymore, to overwhelm you.
Okay.
So the best way to think about your immune system is like this, that when the fever and chills and illness symptoms are there, let's call that war, Army, Navy, Air Force, right? The military is now out. Antibodies are out there doing more, and they're going to go shoot things. And this is, and you feel it. You say, "Gosh, I'm tired. I'm fatigued. My throat is sore. I need to go rest and drink water and fast."
You still haven't
seen
Osmosis Jones, have you?
I haven't, but I can envision that.
You got to go. It's just a comic depiction of this. It's Bill Murray. So there you go.
Right, Bill Murray comes out and says, "All right, guys, let's go fight the bad guys."
Well, the insides are as he's eating slime and whatever he's doing. So okay, keep going.
Okay. But that is a mere 25% of the immune system's job. What's the other 75%? What your immune system right now is doing, Kevin, is diplomacy.
Okay.
Does your immune system know about those streptococcuses in your throat? Yeah. Oh, yeah. They know very, very well. So think of diplomacy in America. Are we at war with anybody besides terrorists, I guess? Okay, that's a difficult question.
Yeah. I don't know.
But we have a relationship with Canada?
Sure.
Is our relationship with Mexico different?
Oh, yeah.
Are we at war with Mexico? Is anybody shooting? No.
Hope not.
No. But we have a different relationship with North Korea, and a different one with Germany, a different one with whatever. But we don't. It's not open borders. It's relationship. It's tolerance. Okay. And we tolerate Canada in a way different way than other people, other nations. So your immune system, tolerance is the word.
He just offended some Canadians. Oh, really? You tolerate?
Well, they
Canadians?
Tolerate us.
Okay.
It's both. It's the bothness. We need each other. The bacteria need you. They don't want to kill you. They're not there trying every day to overwhelm Kevin Miller and, you know, make his throat blow up. That would be dumb. They would lose their host.
Okay.
Now, of course, they're not thinking. They're just doing. But the reality, same with a virus. A virus is not out to kill you. It's out to live with you. Because otherwise, it would die too if you die. Now, granted, it's very difficult for people to walk around thinking that way.
Yeah.
So don't think that you need to flip a light switch on to turn on your immune system or go take some vitamin C to turn it on. That's sophomoric.
Well,
that's a childish way to think about it. It's your immune system, your diplomatic core got the wrong memo. Mm-hmm. So a part of your immune system, your diplomatic core, is sending signals to declare war on Canada. And the rest of you is like, well, wait, what? What?
Which you said is declaring war on my thyroid.
Your thyroid. So now you're creating antibodies to your own thyroid, and we call it Hashimoto's or whatever.
Okay.
Or you're creating antibodies to your own joints, and we call that rheumatoid arthritis.
So to name a couple top ones, thyroid issues, what'd you say?
Joint issues, skin, psoriasis.
Because I want people to hear this. So if they're out there, if you're out there, you know, trying to do your best and living as healthy as you know how, and yet you're dealing with X, Y, Z, it could be autoimmune. So list off again some of those top symptomatic things for somebody who may not realize that they could be dealing with an autoimmune issue.
When we fast, we stop eating food and allow our body to repair. The research on the benefits and the reset is profound. The problem is, we like food. We're addicted to food. Me too. Missing a meal or a day of eating is terrifying to a lot of people. So here is ProLawn. It's a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. ProLawn is not a diet. It's science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. ProLawn provides a five-day program where you get snacks and soups and beverages all designed to keep your body in a fasting state while taking away the difficulty and mindset of deprivation. I've fasted for 5 days with nothing but water, and my physical and mental state was incredible. My struggle was just wanting to fulfill my habit of eating. It was significant. ProLawn took that away. It's amazing. I feel like I'm cheating, but getting the benefits of fasting. So right now, ProLawn is offering What Drives You listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. So go to ProLawnLife.com/Kevin. That's ProLawnLife.com/Kevin for the special offer. Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. yahoofinance.com. Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top-tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Kevin.
But even thyroid, saying that is okay. What's the manifestation of a thyroid?
Correct. So the symptoms that they might be feeling, yeah, it gets very confusing, because when there's confusion, people with Hashimoto's or Graves can flip flop, and between hyper and hypothyroid function. And I hope you see that. Imagine that the American diplomatic corps sent out memos, and people in Maine got the message that we're at war with Canada. Well, out come the military and the National Guard. We're going to shoot bullets. And over in Washington State, they're like, we just got a trade negotiation with Canada, and it's way better.
Yeah.
And they're just doing business, and everybody's loving it. The border's open. Imagine the confusion, mm-hmm, right? And so the person would say, one minute, I'm hyper, and my heart rate goes up, and my hair is, to do the famous one, my hair becomes thin and fine because it's growing faster. My skin becomes oily because everything's going faster. My guts move faster and I have diarrhea. My heart rate goes up and I can't fall asleep because I'm just all spun up. And then a month later, they go to hypo. Now the hair grows slower and the guts are constipated and the heart rate is slower and you can't get out of bed because you're tired. Confusion. That's what autoimmune is. Lupus reflects sort of the dreaded disease where everything in your body is fighting against itself. So there's a blood component, a skin component, a brain component, and it's a really, really hard diagnosis. MS, multiple sclerosis, is so nerves, like it's a demyelinating disease. So the theory is that the immune system is somehow attacking its own nerve sheath. And so the neurological signals go out there and they're confused. So one minute it's pain, and the next minute it's tingling, and the next minute it's numb, and the next minute you say, I'm imbalanced.
Traditional medicine docs, are they medicating the body for autoimmune or for the specific manifestation of the autoimmune? Okay, the modification, because you would say autoimmune, that's what's triggering your thyroid issue, and they're going to.
So a little bit of both there. And this is also, and that's why it's so expensive, is because this is where there's a lot of new medicines. So famously, Phil, the left-handed golfer, I forgot his name, but he's on commercials and it saved his career. Remicade or one of those medicines. These are immunomodulators or biomodulating medicines. So they are changing the immune system. Well, that sounds a little bit scary. Steroids shut the immune system down. Like that, and you can't stay on prednisone forever. So if we go back to our diplomatic corps, imagine that the central government just pulls the plug on all the diplomats, mm-hmm, and they just shut down. So, well, if you're super itchy on your skin because you have a rash, well, that feels really good for 3 days, and then you're done, and that's how a steroid could work really well for you. But what if it's...
Because it could reset?
Yeah, it could. And then when they wake back up again, it's like, oh, I got a little confused there. I'm back online and everything's okay. But what if it's a more core issue and it's, no, the diplomatic corps is rotten. It's wrong. Well, how do we change that? So immunomodulators can do that, but they're very expensive medicines.
This is a pharmaceutical.
Pharmaceutical. And do they have downstream consequences? Well, maybe. And in some people they do. So the list of side effects is really scary. And so a lot of people say, well, and you and I would say, well, I just don't want to get an autoimmune disease. I just don't want my immune system to get confused.
If I come in here with a raging autoimmune disease, what are you doing?
Both. If you're raging autoimmune, if you're at Phil Mickelson and you've just lost your lucrative career, I would say take the medicine. Because the fact that it's messing up your sleep and messing up your home life, you're miserable.
Yeah.
This is where American medicine is great.
This is like back when I learned this from you, you know, eons ago, just with a common cold or whatever, and I don't want to take medications and I can't sleep. And you're like, dude, if you could take a medication that will just help you sleep, the sleep is what will help your body.
Is even better medicine.
Strength. Yeah. Yeah. So it was kind of a lesser of all evils. Take the medicine to dry you up so you don't wake up, you can sleep.
Yeah.
Then your body has a chance to heal.
And I would go one step further. Why call it an evil? Medicines are blessings.
Okay.
Okay. But, and
there are blessings for an acute problem to save your life or whatever. Not a long-term solution.
That's right. So, and I think we've said this analogy in the past. If your son comes home and he's on crutches and he's like, Dad, I broke my leg at school. You would never go, oh, son, that's a crutch. Millers don't use crutches. Look how weak you're being.
Right.
But if your son is using a crutch six months later, you're like, dude, you got to do the
PT.
Pain and torture.
Oh, I see, physical therapy?
Pain and torture.
Oh, okay.
It hurts. You got to do the pain and torture, the PT right. of...
Interesting, though, because how? I mean, I know you've talked about it before, but I've never thought about it in that way. That you know, that how tangible that is. Is there anybody on planet Earth, for the most part, who's going to break a bone, an arm, a leg? We're all going to get a cast, get a crutch. No question. I've never even seen a religious sect that says no. God will even they're going to attach a splint, put a stick on it, and wrap some twine around or something to immobilize it, let it heal, and then they are going to look forward to the time when they can take that off and try to recover.
And they know they'll hurt. You remove the cast.
Oh yeah,
it hurts.
It's terrible. And we don't do that with every other illness. Why don't we do that with, oh my gosh, you have high blood pressure. You need a high blood pressure medication for the rest of your life. It's asinine.
And
but yeah,
keep eating this stuff and keep being stressed out and keep hating your job. That's what's causing the high blood pressure, but take a pill.
Yeah. Well, then that would be going back to your son and going, dude, you broke your leg again? Yeah, well, quit jumping off the house.
Jumping off the roof. Yeah. When are you going to learn that there's a consequence?
Right. Okay, and that said, and as people hear that, and we're talking about pharmaceuticals and whatever, do you get to the place of brokenness where you can never recover and not need it? Of course.
And then, thank God for medicine.
But thank God for medicine. And you have had so many experiences with patients who are that, but you've at least minimized the medication and or... increase their quality of life and wellness.
Okay. So yesterday, a friend of ours, a patient friend, went to her cardiologist and she said, she even came by, she wanted to tell me, she's like, forever I've had trigeminy, triple heartbeats. So it's an unregular heartbeat in triplets, which is not a nice thing to have. Like, you're at risk here. Like, this is. And so for the first time in a decade or however long, the cardiologist is like, your heart rate's normal. And she's in our fast club.
Oh.
She's like, what are you doing? She's like, well, I'm doing fasting. Holy cow.
And it wasn't a three-day fast that she was on?
She's working up to it. She's not quite there yet. But for the first time, she had crossed 30 or 36 hours.
Nice.
We did her ketones here. So she's in a therapeutic ketone range and all that. And it's like, again, blow your mind. Is this some million-dollar medicine that you're taking? She's already been on those.
I was going to think. I love the word reset. So if we, because we all know that my kids are so consistently my non-tech kids. I have some that know this, but ultimately, if there's a problem with the laptop, with the phone, whatever, just turn it off, reboot it. There's 95% of the electronic woes. Just turn it off, completely off, and reboot it. And with our bodies, you just talked about the medication for what was it? autoimmune that reset can reset the
immunomodulators. Whatever, that, yeah,
that could possibly shut fasting.
It will
as a reset.
The oldest medicine.
Yeah, but that's sleep one that we don't.
Is the main reset.
That's true.
So there's a lot of docs out there that use reset in their name, and you know there's reset protocol and books and things like that. So that the concept of reset also it works with electronics, but you can't turn a human on and off. So that's where the electronic that's like a car analogy, right? It's at some point the mechanics.
But I do like that the sleep is your daily opportunity to reset.
Well, I could even go with every breath.
Okay, we're getting too technical now. But I like the fasting. I like the fasting as a reset for your body to go. I mean, it's like you're
just rest.
Let the digestion let it go through and rest.
Yes.
And will it reset? I love that.
And in our the reason we did a fast club was for the initiated. So for the uninitiated, they can't conceive of a 1 day, 2 day, 3 day fast. To them, that feels moronic. Like, no. My mama told me you need to eat and fuel, and you know she loved me by feeding me, and it's okay. So it really feels.
It's like the biggest. It's deprivation.
It's deprivation. It's foolishness. Ever. And so we have to train those people and teach those people and get them to the point where they get it, and then flip over that, and then it's the oldest medicine. It creates biochemistry in you that is doing something that is on the healing side. Now, of course, some people, if you're a diabetic and there's other issues going on, then we'd say you're so broken you can't fast.
But that's the rare exception, yes?
I just want to be careful. I, for people out there hearing it, I would just use your smarts and common sense.
Well, so if your body's top notch, you're working well, and it's efficient, man, you can do it. I can fast. You and I can fast for, I did 5 days last fall or something like that, and still, light exercise. I wasn't doing marathons or something like that. That'd be great. Now, if your body's not used to it and it's inefficient, it's going to freak out, kind of like withdrawal. Fair?
Well, yes, but even the talented athletes out there, you still had a wave of hunger, a wave of fatigue, a wave of brain fog, a wave of nausea, a wave of a headache. But you understand, my body's not crying out for food; it's crying out for
It's the mental desire habit.
A lot of it is that, and there's the physiology of insulin and glucose and the physiology of going into the fat stores and bringing that over into glucose. So
if
people aren't good at that, even if they can run a 4 minute mile, they're still going to have a symptom.
Okay. Well, so work up to it. Do the intermittent fast, mm-hmm. Okay. Delay. I like that. Delay, not deny. Okay. But back to autoimmune. You said, if somebody comes in, I said raging, which is not fair, but you said, okay, maybe a medication, but then also, and I know, of course, it's
what everything, do we do?
But what are some of the acute treatments that you would?
I would say, so autoimmune conditions are a consequence. Are there genetically predisposed people? Of course. But nobody is born with an autoimmune disease. That, I can't say never. Maybe rarely. That would be the rare one. It's a consequence. So a consequence of what? Number one, if you're looking at dominoes that fall over that lead to what becomes MS or Hashimoto's, is gut. Is the intestinal dysregulation of the American diet. We eat in the form of stress, and then what happens? And the lay terminology is that leaky gut idea, which my dad was talking about. He's a doc in the 80s and 90s and got ripped open because of using those terms. And now in the most famous gut journals of the world, intestinal permeability is now a diagnosis. And, well, what does that mean? So if the lining of the gut becomes leaky, to use a not very fair word, right, the chemistry is, of course, more complex than that, but becomes permeable when it should be impermeable, or it should, you know, create a barrier between things and it doesn't, then the very next cellular layer in the gut is your immune system.
Okay.
So think if your job, again, if we go back to war and diplomacy, let's say you're back in World War II and you're in a pillbox and your job is to shoot whatever's in front of you. Well, let's just say that normally you're look like we're looking out our window, there's trees and a hill and that kind of stuff. Let's just say that we wake up tomorrow and that permeability is different, and now there's a fog, mm-hmm. or the trees are gone. Mm-hmm. Well, normally we're used to seeing a deer, and we don't shoot deer because we can tell it's a deer, but let's say the next day the deer kind of looks like a dude with a backpack on. You're like, I don't know, but I'm just going to shoot anyway. That's an antibody.
Okay.
So now your immune system is creating antibodies to self. Not only that, but this is called molecular mimicry. So molecules mimic other molecules.
Okay.
And the immune system is very, very good at determining which molecule is self or non-self. And so your diplomatic corps creates antibodies to yourself. And it's sort of like, all right, I see you, Kevin. I know you. But let's just say you come in with a mask on tomorrow, pantyhose, you know, with a gun in your hand. Now, if I think you're Kevin, I'm going to just ask a lot of questions. I'm going to put out some more antibodies, more feelers, and say, what's going on? You're like, oh, I'm going to a costume party.
Right.
Oh, okay. But if you don't sound like Kevin, it says, I'm going to create my own gun. My own defense mechanism is going to kick in. And now even if you're streptococcus, we go into a strep throat. But what if you're my own thyroid? What if you're my own liver? What if you're my own brain? Then the person out there, one person is going to wake up and say, I have brain fog. I'm confused. Another one would say, I'm depressed. Another one would say, my first joint on my first finger blew up and is all red and painful. And it could be the same dominoes called you eat crap and your gut is done and now your immune system is confused. And the downstream consequences can be 100 different symptoms.
You eat crap. Okay, do I want to speak to the person who's out there not eating crap? They are sleeping well. They've been working on these things. You know, they've been working on their stress and they're trying to address all those areas, and yet they're still dealing with this. And you still have, you do have upstream, you know, genetics, predispositions, yep. deficiencies, whatever.
And at the end of the day, we don't get to help everybody. And that's where I say, thank God for medicines. But
again, is there any specific functional medicine protocol towards autoimmune other than the everything, the foundation of let's look at what could be causing it for you?
Yeah, well, then we would do labs. So,
okay.
So in order to identify what antibodies are you making?
Okay.
Your thyroid. So then if it's in the thyroid, we say, well, gosh, how much iodine do you have? And was our American insufficiency of iodine part of the cause here? Do we talk about iodine? Because iodine insufficiency or even deficiency is making a strong comeback because why? What's the source of iodine?
Which is making
in food?
a comeback?
Iodine deficiency.
Deficiency. Okay.
Which is related to the thyroid epidemic in our country. I mean, it's like 30% of people.
I remember talking about this eons ago because we were looking at my thyroid, but I don't remember.
So what's the main source of iodine?
I don't remember.
Salt. Iodized salt.
So when I get salt, they have the one that says this is not a.
They do.
It doesn't have iodine in it, and then some that do.
Right.
Why is
iodine making or iodine deficiency coming back? Because a lot of well-to-do people now have parents with hypertension, and they grew up. Is salt good for you?
Oh, right.
And salt is bad for you. I want low sodium, low salt. So now they're eating low salt, and then when they buy salt, because they're well-to-do people going to Trader Joe's, what do they buy?
I don't know.
Sea salt.
And does it not have iodine?
It does not have iodine.
Really? So I buy the salt that has iodine. Am I correct in doing so?
I would, but I'd go a layer higher and say, now we have the Himalayan salt and stuff like that. Well, the Himalayan salt will, on the back of it, will also say not iodized, but it does have trace minerals. But is it enough iodine? And there the answer is, we don't know. So
is that the only place you get iodine?
Or kelp. How much kelp do you eat?
None.
Or seafood, not fish, but seafood, which is shrimp, clam, so
it's got its own problems.
So back at 1900, 1905, the government said we're going to iodize salt, and that cured the problem. And people in middle states, especially around the Great Lakes, were famous for having goiter, which is thyroid problem and all that kind of stuff, because of iodine deficiency, because they were eating freshwater fish. People on the coast were getting more salt from or iodine from those sources.
So why are we having iodine problems now again?
Because people think salt's bad for you, so they don't use salt. And then if they do use salt, it's sea salt or fancy salt or whatever salt that doesn't have iodine.
I remember you telling me, it was a long time ago, you were saying, gosh, Kevin, you eat no processed foods.
Right, from a sodium perspective.
And I don't know.
You need to salt your food.
I mean, not that I don't, but I thought about it some because, yeah, I can end up with a day of not having any pretty easily.
And so this also goes back to our multivitamin. So I chose a multivitamin that says, hey, here's theoretically adequate iodine.
And
that's just iodine, right? So we got off down this iodine tangent. Thinking about...
I do want to say, because you mentioned a minute ago just the word consequence, you know, that autoimmune is, and we're going to end up taking the whole time talking about autoimmune, but I didn't know it was that big a deal. I mean, you know, because, yeah, you got the headline, you know, heart disease and cancer and whatever is the big thing, but you're saying we're spending more money on autoimmune.
Heart disease still number one cause of death.
Of death, right.
Okay. And let's go down that pathway. Heart disease, cancer, diabetes. Number four is now, I think, consequences of like stroke or cerebrovascular stuff, which is still heart. But now five and six, Alzheimer's, dementia.
Yeah.
And now creeping up in the top 10 is autoimmune as a cause of death. So it is a big deal.
Okay, but I wanted to put out here that if you had, you know, 10 people who were all given, you know, maybe they got genetic issues, of course, and some deficiencies, and they're given some poor lifestyle ingredients, their issues are going to manifest into different consequences. This person's going to get cancer. Yeah. This person's going to get diabetes. This person's going to get heart disease. This person's going to have an autoimmune issue. Yeah. This is just a, you know, put it through the filter. And for whatever reason, you, Bob, have come out with an autoimmune issue.
That's right. And this is so important. This is so important because the American healthcare system is built on the symptom.
Right.
It's built on the consequence down here. Like upstream, here's what happens. And you and I are looking at that and say, it's so dumb. Why don't we just go upstream and disallow processed food, because downstream there would be so much more. And I know it's a simplistic idea, whatever.
I just read recently again, you know, it comes up, and now it's just a normal thing of, hey, you know, we've got these problems because of these foods that are subsidized by the government.
Yeah, subsidized by the government.
Can we subsidize carrots?
Can we subsidize carrots and broccoli? Remember when George Bush or somebody said, I hate peas, and the whole pea consortium said, oh my gosh, you kill our business or whatever. And you and I don't even begin to understand the complexity of politics and money
economy,
and all of that.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, nobody's forcing you to eat McDonald's. Let's use smoking. If smoking is up here, one person gets cancer, one person gets depression, one person gets leathery skin, one person gets ED, one person gets, you know, why don't we just disallow smoking? Well, that's a thing. Yeah. We could. Or, and, you know, our Colorado, we just voted on, you know, should we increase the taxes on smoking? We always say, yes. Yeah. Well, again, some libertarian is going to say, well, now the consequences of this and that and this and that, we just want less government and let people make free choices. And I'm like, but somewhere in the middle of this tension is, and that's where you and I are saying, look, it comes down to you.
Personal responsibility.
You own your choices. Don't let the government, don't let the business system, don't let you go out. And we are now in a culture where politically and all this other stuff, it seems like most people are like, heck no, I want the easy pathway to be laid out in front of me so that I don't have to take personal responsibility and choose a hard thing to do like physical therapy. Mm-hmm. After my cast is on, I want you to rehab. I'm going to pay the PT person to rehab my elbow without my effort.
Or don't rehab it and then subsidize me to live
to
a lifestyle
live
without
a cast on. And now I can't type, so I need a type keyboard that's like this. And I, you know.
Or no, I just need a stipend.
I just need $2,000 check.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to get muddy there. All right. Autoimmune. Autoimmune. So it is there's a reset is needed. This is not just
a bigger reset.
Okay.
Think of a train. Remember the Fugitive movie and the train goes off the track and Harrison Ford is getting out. Colossal damage. Okay. That's what's going on in their immune system.
Okay.
The train has jumped track. Damage is happening. Your own immune system is shooting itself. Okay. But think of the colossal work of getting a train back on the tracks. Yeah. That's so hard. There's no medicine that'll do it. Right? The immunomodulators are just making the damage less. They're not fixing you. But it could be better.
Are you saying all thyroid is autoimmune?
No.
No.
No, there's other reasons why you're – like if it's just iodine deficiency or other things can cause other thyroid problems. There's a whole textbook on thyroid, and one chapter is going to be Hashimoto's. So skin is another good area, atopic dermatitis and just chronic rashiness and psoriasis being one of these things that one woman, you know, she had a diagnosis of really bad psoriasis for 30 years. She's been medicine, creams. And she finally got a divorce from an abusive husband, and in a month her skin is fine. Ugh. So again, her domino way upstream, the biggest domino was that fear, pain, whatever those things were, leading to other things. And in her, her immune system was fighting but sending bullets to the skin.
But I like that analogy because, we know that that's been a lot of my issue is – and I can't even use the word of anxiety or whatever, because I like to run high. I want to be busy. I want to be jumping. I want to work out extra hard every day. I like the excitement. I like feeling up, and I want to do that all the time. And we're saying, yeah, but your body's not made to be, you're supposed to be at, not just at sleep, but at peace and at rest. And of course, my main prescription has been meditate, stop.
And it's your main deficiency.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, in her case, it's an abusive husband. Mine wasn't anything bad necessarily. It was maybe too many good things. I'm like, Kevin, stop, have some margin, have some boundaries, have some peace, that are still, because the body's.
Okay. The classic example, your example is a good one, but here's the common one of what you said is, a mom. She loves being a mom. And let's say a mom who also works. She loves her job. And she can do it. And she does do it. But as we said before, a common new patient is the 30, 40, 50-year-old mom. And all of a sudden, she's like, I can't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. And the doctor says, I'm depressed. But I'm not depressed. I'm just tired. But I didn't used to be tired. So I'm doing the same thing I've been doing.
The guilt of, I have a great life.
Great husband, great family, great work. I love my work. I'm motivated, but it's like candle at 10 ends.
Yeah.
And I look at them and say, why would you not be tired? Why? Yeah, but no. I've been doing this for 20 years. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But you didn't sleep a 6-hour night sleep. That's not enough. Yeah. It's just like the guy who say, no way, doc. I have been smoking a pack a day for 40 years. There's no way that causes my cancer or my erectile dysfunction or my heart attack. No way. That can't be true. And I'm like, well, you can think that way if you want. But to the wise person, and you are wise, and you are trying to readjust your life to go to bed on time. To even though you don't, quote unquote, need 7 or 8 hours a night to feel up and high and get stuff done, you could do it on 7 hours a night. You know you can't do it until you're 85 if you're selling yourself short over here. And then, of course, it's an infinite mystery of, okay, where are my deficiencies? Where do I have to add? And all of that kind of stuff. So, autoimmune.
Yeah. I think we should just leave it there.
A good example because autoimmune touches everything.
I didn't know. So, okay.
So, the balancing act, and if we kind of wrap that up with people remembering that it's diplomacy, it meaning it's tolerance, not the political definition of tolerance. It is living in right relationship with Shigella and Salmonella and Giardia. Like in Colorado, if you drink river water, you'll get giardia. Now, one person's going to heave their guts up for a day or a month, and another person will say, I'm fine.
Okay, don't say, I take offense at that. If you drink, you might get giardia.
I'm going to go with you're 99% likely. You have giardia right now, Kevin Miller. If we had enough sensitivity of testing your microbiome, see, this is another misconception that people have, is that that everybody, let's use cholera. You probably have one or two bacteria of cholera in you.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Most people don't. They think if I get cholera.
I drink stream water.
You have giardia.
Okay.
You're just tolerating it.
Okay.
Now, somebody else, if I go, since I'm smarter than you, I don't drink stream water. And then, or maybe you're smarter, right? Because you can now live off the land easier than I could. I would have to train into
doesn't,
it and get
doesn't
used to it.
Doesn't giardia come? We're way off track. I'll ask you after this.
I don't know where it comes from. But, you know, it's from fecal contamination of, yeah, bears and deers and whatever up there. If you go to the top of Mount Everest and drink the water up there, you're probably okay.
Okay.
So... But even if you go to Mexico or go to India, their microbiome is different than yours.
Right.
If you drink their water, you might be fine. You might not be fine.
Right.
It doesn't mean that it's dirty water. They're fine.
It's just a different...
It's a different microbiome.
Okay.
And that can... And now we're back to does that... is... So I ask people all the time, is there a travel-related illness? Did you go to Mexico, go to India, get a bug, and it linger? If that's a clue to developing autoimmune. Because it disrupts the microbiome. You don't get back on track. That tolerance message gets a little bit confused.
Okay, let me ask. Well, let me end with one more question. So if somebody is hearing this, and I mean, if they know they have autoimmune, hopefully they've heard, you know, some directions to look at. But if they are hearing this and going, he said this and this, what if I do? What are your options to go figure that out?
This is a real toughie, and this is where I'd say, gosh, you know, our most common question is, gosh, how do I find a doc like you in my hometown? So in this area, and in fact, we haven't ever said this, but I encourage people to send this podcast to people that have an autoimmune related illness to say there is a different way to think about it. Not to throw away your medicines or anything, but give your body a chance to get back on track. Your body knows how to get back on track way more than any medicines or doctors or whatever kind of thing. So if people, and of course we turn to Dr. Google and you go to an autoimmune kind of thing, if you go to an autoimmune, you know, what are autoimmune, there's about, I think it's 88 specific diagnoses. Like my son, alopecia is, which means hair loss, autoimmune.
I don't know if we shared that. You have a son, how old is he now?
He's 10. 10,
mm-hmm. 10, who's bald.
Yeah, everywhere.
Oh, well, yeah.
Eyelashes, eyebrows,
no hair. Yeah. So he looks like a cancer patient.
Yep.
And he's a healthy kid, but he's got
an autoimmune condition
that
we haven't figured out. Yeah. Right. So in fact, obviously we're doing things.
Is he on any meds?
LDN, low dose naltrexone, is what we have been doing for some months. And we thought he actually got some fuzzy patches. I think I shared with you when we started that, and then they kind of went away again. So we can end with this. My next thing to do, this is going to really freak people out, is helminth therapy. Do you know what a helminth is?
Was that the worm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of people hear helmet. And they're like, you're going to put a football helmet on?
Cover that cover bald head.
Helminth therapy. And if you Google helminth therapy and Duke University, I forgot the guy's
name. Yeah, we're talking
name.
About a rare treatment at this point, right?
Oh, yeah.
And expensive.
Oh, yeah. Not too bad. Well, nothing compared to immunomodulators. For the price of 1 month, we're going to do 6 months.
Oh.
So, but for probably $1,200 or something like that for 6 or 8 weeks. And they're microscopic. This is not, he has to cut up a
earthworm,
tapeworm on his plate
or
and choke it down. Sorry. A maggot like on Survivor or something. And that's what everybody thinks. Now, these are microscopic. You drink a thimbleful of water.
Huh.
And, you know, the company that we get it from guarantees, and, you know, dose number one has 1 to 5 critters in
there.
You've
done this with patients.
Yeah, a couple patients. We've done this. And one guy had diarrhea forever. Like, imagine, watery diarrhea 2 or 3 times every day for the last 10 years. No, you know, nothing helps. Been a GI, had the scope, blah, 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 did everything. And he found me because he said, I want to do this. And I'm like, whoa, So I had to go and research that, and we did it on him, and it he doesn't have diarrhea anymore.
H-E-L-M-E-N-T-H?
H-E-L-M-I-N-T-H, Helminth Therapy. Okay. Might have an E on the end of that, Helminth. I can't remember. But high school biology, you know, you cut up a tapeworm and stuff like that. That's what people think of. This is microscopic. And what does it do? So this lamprey eel that's microscopic clamps onto your immune system. And there's that membrane that we call permeable. And you know what that does? It sends a memo out to the diplomatic corps. It says, hey, everybody, calm down. Hey, Maine, you were sending antibodies across the border into Canada. Stop that. It just sends a memo. And why Helminth? And this is part of the hygiene hypothesis. We are too clean.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask. Yeah.
Our guts have been deprived of the soil organisms because we're not an agrarian society anymore. And we got too clean. So in the next, just like Giardia, if my gut's too clean and I go get a little bit of it, I am at a high risk of a bad response. You're at a less high risk. Now, that doesn't mean to go live in a cesspool and lick the dirt and do all that. There's the balance there. That's what it comes back to is, I hate the word balance, but it's a diplomatic corps that knows when to call out the military. When somebody's fighting us or we got Nazis or whatever, we're going to call out the military. And we know when to be nice and play nice. And in the middle, it's like, hey, we got to do negotiations here, you know, and that's more maybe strep throat and maybe bad breath, halitosis. That's, you know, that's a pathological state. That's bacteria.
Okay.
And I'm glad we did this because it's a great microcosm of how to think about what is being well, what is well-being, and we take it for granted, and what is when things get off track. And the autoimmune situation is a good example of that.
Off track. Okay.
I hope you found some insight on issues you're dealing with that may be autoimmune related. And if you already know you're dealing with such things, you found some guidance here in mitigating them. You can find Dr. Randy James at truelifemedicine.com. Hey, thank you for tuning in to the Self-Helpful Podcast, where I strive to help you and me elevate our personal experience and the way we show up for others. Stay driven, my friends. Yeah.